Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 318, In Me, Salvation's Means and End Are One. This may be easier to understand if you review Chapter 29, Section 7. It's called Seek Not Outside Yourself, and it says this: No one who comes here but must still have hope, some lingering illusion, or some dream that there is something outside of himself that will bring happiness and peace to him. If everything is in him, this cannot be so, and therefore by his coming he denies the truth about himself and seeks for something more than everything, as if a part of it were separated off and found where all the rest of it is not. This is the purpose he bestows upon the body, that it seek for what he lacks, and give him what would make himself complete. And thus he wanders aimlessly about, in search of something that he cannot find, believing that he is what he is not. In the first paragraph of that section it says, Be glad that you are told where happiness abides, and seek no longer elsewhere. You will fail. We came to the world in search for something to make us more than everything. It is a pursuit that cannot be accomplished. Once we understand this, we become part of heaven's plan for the atonement. This means that we become part of the team to remind our brothers that they have wandered away from the happiness and abundance that awaits them. This happiness and abundance can be realized here. Right now, right where we are, because we are here. Everything you are seeking is within you. You don't need to know how to find it. Your part is to stop seeking for it where it doesn't exist. Once you have given up your plan to stop searching outside yourself for what does not exist, you can then be shown what does exist, and it is within you. Today, let us release all temptation to devise yet another plan to make complete what has already been accomplished. In the final prayer for Lesson 318, it says, Father, let me take the role you offer me in your request that I accept atonement for myself. Today, we accept that we are one with God and we stand together in his holy, heavenly, protective light. In this presence of our light, there is no darkness. In me, salvation's means and end are one.